little twang associated with Dwayne Eddy. Dwayne Eddy from his Twanging Up a Storm, from his Twanging Up a Storm album with My Baby Plays the Same Old Song on His Guitar All Night Long. That's a long title. It is a long title, but it's what I would expect from a song penned by Lee Hazelwood. Yeah, I told you it was his birthday, or celebrating his the anniversary of his birth as today, as Lee is no longer with us. But I want to play some Dwayne Eddy to kind of wrap up that set of music, because before that was Pittsburgh's own Teen Riot with their single Summertime Girl, because it's summertime. You got to play that Summertime Girl when it's summertime. In fact, I've decided I'm leaving Teen Riot as my background music. Just for you. And Teen Riot, I played that one specifically, or just that band specifically, because when Arch Hall Jr. and the Archers was in town, the one and only time in the last 20-plus years that I've been in Pittsburgh, they were the opening band. So I thought I'd play that. And speaking of the Arch Hall Jr., I start off the entire set with some Run, Vicky, Run from Arch Hall Jr. and the Archers. My name is Paul. It's a show called Viva La Mock. Don't forget, the American Red Cross wants you and your family to be prepared for any emergency. You can download any of their free mobile apps and have critical information of what to do in the event of an emergency right there in the palm of your hands. Find them by searching Red Cross in Apple iTunes, Google Play Stores, and wherever you get your apps. I got a radio and a music calendar hopefully coming up in a few minutes. I'm trying. We're seeing if this can work. It's been a rough week for the Mockster, but let's see what happens after this.
Moving Day, a walk for Parkinson's, is happening around the country. Together we can unite in the fight against Parkinson's disease in a safe but exciting and fun way. So let's get moving. Join the Parkinson's Foundation to learn more and register at movingdaywalk.org.
Hey, guess what? It's just past the top of the hour. My name is Paul, and it's a show called Viva La Mock. What happens every single week at this time when the Mockster has his act together? Right here after the top of the hour, maybe on a Friday night, maybe it's midnight, early Saturday morning, maybe a Tuesday afternoon at 5. It's time for the Midnight Mock, or in that Tuesday case, the 5 o'clock mock. Before I get to the mock, I do want to tell you a couple things. First and foremost, Zeke's Coffee joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Zeke's Coffee is a small batch roaster, cafe, and bakery located at 6015 Penn Avenue, right in the middle of East Liberty, right in the middle of Penn Circle, actually, if you know your way around there. And they specialize in fair trade coffee, espresso, and baked goods. You can find more information at Zeke'sCoffeePGH.com. Told you it's National Unicorn Day. Why we have a National Unicorn Day? Not positive. But it was also like National Almond Chinese Cookie Day. So I went with the National Unicorn Day. I have a half a dozen. I literally had 2.5 dozen songs that I could play for this mock. And I've chopped it up and weaned it down to what I felt were the best six. And because I didn't want Mando Richard to be mad at me if I played the Rod McCune song Yellow Unicorn. So that's not on the list. So breathe deep. Background music actually starting off the mock, because it's a Fortet doing their song Unicorn. Doesn't really count as my half dozen, though. So I have a... Is it a baker's half dozen? And I might have 8, because I'll talk over another song. All right, let's just get into the Unicorn mock. Stop your blabbering, jabbering, and whatever else you're doing, Mockster. I want to hear songs about unicorns. What better way to start a Unicorn mock than the band The Unicorns with their song I Was Born a Unicorn. Unicorn mock here on the Viva La Mock radio program.
unicorns are dead.
Thank you. was green alligators, some long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn.
The Lord seen some sinning and it gave him pain. He says, stand back, I'm gonna make it rain. Don't you forget my unicorns. Old Noah was there to answer the call. Finished up making the ark just as the rain started to fall. He marched the animals two by two.
By two, by two, by two, by two, by two, by two.
When he called out as they came through.
Hey, Lord! I've got your green alligators and long necks. Some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, oh Lord, I'm so forlorn, just can't find a unicorn. And no one looked out through the driving rain. The unicorns were hiding, they were playing silly games, kicking and splashing. There was green alligators and long-necked geese. There's some humpty back camel and some chimpanzees. But Noah cried, close the door, for the rain is falling. And we just can't wait for Noah. Unicorns. Well, the ark has started moving. It started drifting with the tide. The unicorns look out. And the water came down, started floating them all away. That's why you never see unicorns to this very day. You see green alligators, all kinds of long-necked geese, some humpty-backed camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants. But sure as you're born, you're never gonna see all unicorns. Never.
welcome friends from overseas. I'm your guide, I aim to please. I know what you want from me. Sights and smiles and history. I'll take you down to the underground. That's where the spirit of the bliss is found.
We try.
That is Wolf Mother wrapping up a Unicorn Mock here on the Viva La Mock radio program with their song White Unicorn. It is National Unicorn Day. Now, technically yesterday, so April 9th is National Unicorn Day. So hopefully you went out and I don't know what you do on National Unicorn Day. You go ride a rainbow and put glitter all over. Which they say don't use a lot of glitter. Glitter is actually, I'm going to tell you this, and the National Glitter Foundation lobbyists are really knocking at my door to say, don't say this out loud, Mockster. They have just now said glitter is so bad. Like, it gets into the ocean. And like, whether you're concerned about recycling or not, you should be concerned about glitter in the ocean. You should. Like, I just don't need glitter in the ocean. I don't need glitter in my carpet. I don't need it in some birthday card. So I'm a glitter-free type of household. Before the Wolf Mother, what else was in that unicorn mock? How about the men they couldn't hang doing the lion and the unicorn? Also played some super furry animals in there as well. With a hometown unicorn from their Fuzzy Logic album. And then that was actually Dr. Dog doing the song Unicorn, which is really kind of a sad song because it talked about how Noah left the unicorns behind on the ark, and that's why we don't have unicorns. But if you thought about that song and just the structure of it, maybe you realized it's actually a Shel Silverstein cover. So Shel Silverstein originally did that, wrote it. That was a Dr. Dog's interpretation of the unicorn. Mountain Goats in there from their Goths album gave us Unicorn Tolerance. And start off the entire set. Yeah, that starts with the unicorns themselves. This great pop band that I first learned of thanks to WRCT. A fellow DJ was like, Mockster, have you ever heard of the unicorns? Because they're awesome and you're old. And this was like 12 years ago. So what does that say to me now? I don't know. But I was born a unicorn from the unicorn, start off the entire set. I actually have Bel Canto in the background with their song Unicorn. Just, you know, having fun and wrapping things up with that. Play a little bit of this, but let's get into Let me figure out either more music or maybe I should get another public service announcement out to you and then into more music. What do you think? Let's vote on that because I have some exciting news coming up to you after. Let's do it this way. I've got it now. That's why my brain works just like yours. After this public service announcement, so in 30 seconds, I will be back with some pretty exciting news for you. Just got the news during the mock, got a phone call, and it's coming to you. So sit tight. Public service announcement. Exciting news.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. I am the Mockster. It's a show called Viva La Mock, and I'm going to do a couple things here. First and foremost, I'm going to put out the way to get a hold of me, the electronic way to get a hold of me, which is through email. So the email address, once again, is wrctrequest@gmail.com. Now, that's important, so either memorize it or I've asked you earlier to put a notebook next to your table while you listen to the show, and so write it in the notebook because here's the reason why. Were you listening to my rockin' attorney Eric Jackson Lurie last night? Were you listening? He's got a show called Courts in Session, or he's got an encore presentation much like the Mockster on Friday afternoons. He had Albert Bouchard of Blue Oyster Cult on his show because Albert's got a concert coming up. Now, the concert is tomorrow, or technically now, later today, but it is, let's just say the date. It's April 10th. So if you're listening to the encore presentation of Viva La Mock, you missed it. So those of you listening on Tuesday, or if it's not April 9th, just go make a sandwich or something right now, because here's what's going to happen. I got a hold of Dr. Lori, and I said, hey, can I give away tickets to this show? It's a streaming show. You know people who know people who know people who know Albert, which I think in his circle is just he knows Albert. I know people who knows people who know people who know Albert. Can you help me out with that? And he's like, you know what, Moxter? I can hook you up with a way to see the show. And I said, well, I'm not going to take that for myself. That would be greedy. I'm going to pass it on to you, my listener. So here's what's going to happen. I am going to give away, I'll call it tickets, but it's really, I'm going to send you the promo code so that you can watch the show. Now, I only have one because it's per email address, so I can't, like, just give this promo code to everybody, like my Netflix account. It's one person or one household who can watch this show. It's tomorrow. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. So it's Albert Bouchard. He is actually going to redo the Imaginos album, which he wrote for Blue Oyster Cult. And then he got kicked out of the band, and then they recorded it anyway. So he's going to do the entire album. He's going to do some classic tracks. He's going to do some bonus tracks that didn't make the album because since he wrote it, he knew the songs on it. And he's going to do that tomorrow. It's at 4 p.m. So it's on Saturday night, April 10th at 4 p.m. Here's what you have to do is you have to email me. I told you the email address, wrctrequest@gmail.com. Send me an email. First email I get, boom, I'm going to send you that promo code, and you get to watch Albert Bouchard. And for the rest of you, or maybe for all of you, you're like, dude, Albert Bouchard, which one was he? Well, guess what? If you are played on Saturday Night Live by Will Ferrell, you are the man.
Guess what? I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
That's what I'm talking about, more cowbell. So while I'm waiting for your email, how about I just move into, you know, it's the Moxter. I'm not going to play Bluish Occult this week, but I'm going to play a Bluish Occult cover. It's Electric Frankenstein.
Color, team. acid.
Soon as Friday rolls around, I'll be on my weekday first time.
From their Ultra Glide in Black album, that's Detroit's own Dirt Bombs doing their cover of the OJ's Living for the Weekend here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Speaking of the OJ's, it was literally 23 years ago today that Eddie OJ passed away at the age of 73. Now, Eddie OJ was not a member of the OJ's. He was a DJ from Cleveland. His last name was OJ, Eddie OJ. Yeah, not like Joey Ramone. But he took on this band out of Canton, Ohio, who took their name and said, hey, we're going to call ourselves the OJs. In fact, the leader of the band, and I forget the original name of the band, but his last name was Lavert. And he had a couple kids who had a project back in, I want to say it was the late 80s, but it might have been the early 90s. Called Lavert, who had some hits as well. So, gets us to where we are. Social Distortion before the Dirt Bombs with their cover of the Rolling Stones' Backstreet Girl from their 1988 album Prison Bound. Also, speaking of brand new albums, which I wasn't, but I will now, Alice Cooper has a brand new disc out, vinyl, digital download, 8-track, however he puts it out these days, called Detroit Stories. Heard this on Courts in Session last night, and I'm like, I gotta take it. I gotta steal it. He's gonna convert me into an Alice Cooper fan at some point with I Hate You, which is just, it's the Mockster's mantra. As sad as that might be, it is the Mockster's mantra because I do hate you. I don't. I love you. I hate everybody else, maybe. He started off the entire set, Electric Frankenstein, from a 2000 from a Spanish 7-inch they put out, doing Blue Oyster Cult's Tattoo Vampire. Don't forget, email me. Albert Bouchard was a co-writer of that, and he's going to do a concert tomorrow. And the Mockster has a free pass to get to that streaming concert. So you can have a big old Albert Bouchard Bluish Occult party with this pass. Now, I only have one of them, and it goes to only one email address. So is it yours? Email me and find out if you're the first person to email me. They're yours, or it's yours. How do you email me? WRCTRequest@gmail.com. That is the request email. That is my ticket giveaway email, WRCTRequest@gmail.com. Happily, I went the wrong way with this one. Alan Wren, better known to his friend as Rennie, the drummer for the Stone Roses, celebrating a birthday today. He's 57 years old. Play some Stone Roses. It's a Elephant Stone. It's the Viva La Mock Radio Show. We got three more songs, and then this show is over, but I appreciate you listening each and every week here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Would step like playing cards and new winter and cigars, and she never told me her name. I still love you, the girl from Mars. Sitting in our dreamy days by the water's edge on a cool summer night, fireflies and stars in the sky, gentle glowing light from your cigarette. The breeze blowing softly on my face reminds
reminds me of something else, something that in my memory's been misplaced. Suddenly all comes back, and as I look to the stars, I remember the time when you were gone from Mars. I don't know if you knew that, always there with playing cards, and we went to the cigars, but she never told me her name. I still love you, the girl from Mars. Searching through the darkness over the moon and strand, electricity in the air, twisting all through the night on the terrace. Now that summer is here, I know that you are almost in love with me. I can see it in your eyes, change light shimmering over the sea tonight, and it almost blows my mind. And as I look to the stars, I remember the time. I don't know if you knew that. Always there with playing cards, we went to the cigars, but she never told me her name. I still love you, the girl from Mars. If you'd returned, I thought that you were standing over me. When I woke, there was no one there. I still love you, girl from Mars. Do you remember the time when you were a girl from Mars? I don't know if you knew that. Always there with playing cards and you went to the cigars, but you never told me your name. Do you remember the time when you were a girl from Mars? I don't.
See how people look down, they're on the inside. Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Norman, your health tip of the day from the African American Wellness Project. Infections like polio, smallpox, and measles used to be as common as coronaviruses today. But now we have life-saving vaccines for those and other diseases. Sadly, too many children still go unvaccinated. Choosing to delay or refuse vaccine puts your child and other children at serious risk. So talk to your child's doctor today about vaccines. And for more information, visit aawellnessproject.org.
You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh. You are listening to the Deep Blues Hour here on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Steve, your host for 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues. And in this next hour, we're going to hear from Charlie Musselwhite from a nice release called One Night in America. Tampa Red on his slide guitar from the 1930s. Frankie Lee Sims as well, recorded in 1970, Specialty Records. And we're also going to hear from Frank Frost, the Midnight Prowler. It's all coming up here on this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. Let's get the show started with none other than Bobby Blue Bland. This was recorded in 1974. This is called Yolanda. Bobby Blue Bland, here on the Deep Blues Hour.
Money.